Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on 120th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Ashok ji, a warm welcome to you on this discussion. Today, we would be discussing 120th episode of the Mann Ki Baat program, the four topics that we will cover, which was part of Mann Ki Baat of the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi. The first being textile waste, the second being water conservation, the third being yoga, and the fourth being the Khelo India program and all the events that have been covered under Khelo India, especially the Para Games recently. Let's hear from Prime Minister Narendra Modi on textile waste.
हमारे देश में इस चुनौती से निपटने के लिए कई सराहनीय प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं. कई भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स ने टेक्सटाइल रिकवरी फैसिलिटीज पर काम शुरू किया है. वे पुराने कपड़ों और जूते चप्पलों को रिसाइकल कर जरूरतमंदों तक पहुंचाते हैं. कुछ संस्थाएं पुराने कपड़े लेकर उसे दोबारा उपयोग करने लायक बनाती हैं और गरीबों तक पहुंचाती हैं.
What are the challenges of textile waste today in our economy, the challenges to society, people who live within the vicinity, those who access all the amenities and are affected by textile waste? Could you tell us what the Honorable Prime Minister had to say about the ill effects of textile waste?
Textile waste is becoming a global problem. Prime Minister very rightly mentioned about it, that it's only 1% of the textile waste is recycled in the world. And that is now creating some kind of challenge before the society, not only in India, but elsewhere in the world as well. And while talking about the textile waste, Prime Minister referred to certain startups who are doing a wonderful job in this context. He particularly mentioned the research which has been made at the global level now, and it has come to light, as I said, only 1% of the waste is recycled. Less than even India is the third country in the world where the maximum textile waste is generated. That means we also face a huge challenge. And then he mentioned about the new startups, as I said, and young people, they are now engaged in this item. Many decorative pieces, handbags, stationery and toys are also being built from the textile waste. Many organizations are engaged in popularizing the circular fashion brands. New rental platforms are also coming up where designers' clothes are available on rent. So some organizations, even they collect old clothes and make them reusable and distribute them among poor people. That is the significance of this issue which the Prime Minister highlighted today about the textile waste.
Mr. Tandon, we know that, for instance, in West Africa, it's become a dumping ground for branded manufacturers and they're dumping the textile waste there. Recycling is always an option. What are the real challenges? How do you make textile waste once again usable? 1% is only being recycled. What is happening to the remaining 99%? And what are the efforts, apart from what has already been said, to make it reusable? What is the process in place? What are the startups doing it to make it reusable?
Prime Minister mentioned that in Panipat in Haryana, it's emerging as a global hub for textile recycling. Bengaluru is also creating a distinct identity for itself with innovative technological solutions. More than half of the textile waste is collected in Bengaluru center, which is an example for our other cities as well. Similarly, Tirupati in Tamil Nadu is engaged in textile waste management through waste water treatment and renewable energy. This is a very significant thing.
Mr. Tandon, let's now move on to another aspect of environment protection, which is water conservation. It is also referred to as blue gold. Water, river water is of primary concern. Waters from lakes are affected. Salt water from oceans is not something that we can consume without it being treated through some sort of filtering process. So let's now hear observations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on water conservation, also known as blue gold. Water itself how important it is, and its importance right now because of the seasonal challenges of summer and how the citizens are to face the challenges of heat and ensure that water is available in full supply without any problem.
Jal saurakshan se jyada logon ko jodne ke liye jal sanchay jan bhagidari abhiyan bhi chalaya ja raha hai. Prayas yahi hai ki jo prakrutik sansadhan hame mile hain use hame agli peedhi tak sahi salamat pahunchana hai. साथियों, बारिश की बूंदों को संरक्षित करके हम बहुत सारा पानी बर्बाद होने से बचा सकते हैं.
What is the Honorable Prime Minister's view on water conservation? We have river linking projects, for instance, for irrigation. But for water conservation, what is being done?
Prime Minister practically mentions water conservation issue or water shortage in every episode of Mann Ki Baat. And today also he started saying that the summer season is approaching and now preparations are already underway for water conservation in villages, in many states. So NGOs are also coming up. The Ministry of Jal Shakti, with the help of NGOs, they are working in that direction. Thousands of artificial ponds, check dams, bore wells, recharge and community soak pits are being constructed by villagers themselves, and that is exactly what needs to be done at the ground level. And Catch the Rain campaign, which has been started. This campaign is now becoming some kind of a mass movement, and it is not the government campaign, by the society, the Janata Janardan, as the Prime Minister said, they are now engaged in Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan, and it is also being run to connect more and more people with it. Rightly mentioned, river connectivity is one thing, but the endeavor is to save, pass on the natural resources for the next generation. That is important of the water conservation projects. In that context, he gave a very interesting figure. He said during the last 7 to 8 years, 11 billion cubic waters has been conserved through newly built tanks, ponds and other water rechargeable structure. This 11 billion cubic water is more than the water that is already there in the form of Govind Sagar at the Bhakra Dam. The water conservation issue is always very paramount in the mind of the Prime Minister, which he invariably talks about in every episode of Mann Ki Baat.
Mr. Tandon, Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi made a journey to Mauritius and he spoke about their cultural background of the people of Mauritius, the ethnicity which matches that of the Indians who made the long journey to the island of Mauritius, and it's once again a symbol of our relationship with this island nation, India's investment and diplomacy that we are conducting with this island as well. He spoke about the importance of yoga, the International Yoga Day, which is celebrated on the 21st of June on the occasion of addressing the people of Mauritius and Guyana, who share a strong ethnicity with the people of India.
मानवता को भारत की ओर से एक ऐसा अनमोल उपहार है जो भविष्य की पीढ़ी के बहुत काम आने वाला है. साल 2025 के योग दिवस की थीम रखी गई है, योगा फॉर वन अर्थ वन हेल्थ, यानी हम योग के जरिए पूरे विश्व को स्वस्थ बनाने की कामना करते हैं.
व्हाट इज द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ योगा इन दिस डिस्कशन सर?
If you recall, the first International Yoga Day was celebrated 10 years ago on 21st of June 2015 when the Prime Minister put it on the global map. Not many people thought that this will be accepted by the United Nations. Now, more than 150 countries are now celebrating International Yoga Day on 21st of June. In advance, the Prime Minister is already talking about it and he has already announced the theme of the Yoga Day 2025. It is Yoga for One Earth, One Health. That means that we wish to make the whole world healthy through yoga. That is the significance of yoga. And this day now, as I said, has taken the shape of a grand festival of yoga all over the world. I think that's a huge contribution of Indian culture and Indian heritage to the world. And I think the whole world has accepted it, including the Islamic countries are now celebrating Yoga Day without any hesitation. Therefore, I think by putting yoga on the global map, Prime Minister made a huge contribution to the health services of the humanity.
Mr. Tandon, finally, let's talk about the Khelo India program, which is all about ensuring there is a development of sports at the grassroots level. We had the Khelo India Winter Game. Recently, we had the Khelo India Para Games as well from three venues, the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, Dr. Kanni Singh Shooting Range, and the Indira Gandhi Stadium as well across six sporting disciplines. Let's hear the observations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the Khelo India mission, how para-athletes have been able to overcome the difficulties and challenges of daily life and then gone on to win medals, not only in the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games, but also their international achievements in the Paralympics and the Hangzhou Asian Games, and what they're going to do for India in the 2028 Los Angeles Paralympics and go as far as 2036 when India is going to bid for the Summer Olympic Games and will take part in the Paralympics as well.
मैं खेलो इंडिया पैरा गेम्स में हिस्सा लेने वाले सभी खिलाड़ियों को उनके शानदार प्रयासों के लिए बधाई देता हूं। इन खेलों के दौरान हमारे दिव्यांग खिलाड़ियों ने 18 राष्ट्रीय रिकॉर्ड भी बनाए, जिनमें से 12 तो हमारी महिला खिलाड़ियों के नाम रहे।
What was the Honorable Prime Minister's opinion and view of the importance of sport under the Khelo India and program, and now he's calling it a mission?
Sport has been another area where the Prime Minister has been emphasizing practically in every episode of Mann Ki Baat. He has been encouraging sportsperson, congratulating those who pride to the country, even to the extent of inviting them to his residence and encouraging them. Particularly this time, he mentioned Khelo India Para Games. He said our players have surprised everyone with their dedication and talent, and more players participated in this game. And this shows how popular para sports is. And he congratulated all the players who participated in it, and Divyang, as we call them. And this is something touches the hearts of thousands and millions of people. He said winning a medal is very special, but the struggle, he was in fact quoting from the letter written to him by a wrestler who won the paramedic. And in his words, the Prime Minister was saying that this player is writing to him saying winning a medal is very special, but our struggle, that's the struggle of the Divyang, is not limited to just standing on the podium. Fight a battle every day. Life tests us in many ways. Very few people understand our struggle. Despite this, we move forward with courage. We work towards fulfilling our dream. We believe that we are no less than anyone. This is the message the Prime Minister wanted to convey to all the Divyangs, sometimes feel they are inferior to others. And that is how he was encouraging all the participants of the Khelo India Para Games. Apart from, as I said, he has always been encouraging sportsperson, and that is how India is now performing much better in all the disciplines all over the world and winning more and more medals. And that is one thing which the whole country, in fact, salutes the sportsperson of the country.
That's right, and which is why Ujwala, which is a symbol of resilience, is the mascot for the Khelo India Para Games, which shows the courage shown by para athletes on a day-to-day basis and the courage they show to participate in these Khelo India Para Games and bringing laurels in the Paralympics at Paris, 29 medals at the Asian Hangzhou Games, 4 medals, and that is type of performance that the para athletes have shown, and this is something that has been recognized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the 120th edition of Mann Ki Baat, along with other observations that include textile waste and how to recycle textile waste and the importance of yoga. And let's not forget that the Khelo India program. Thank you so much, Mr. Tandon, for being with us on this program and giving us your views on the 120th edition of Mann Ki Baat.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 120th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.
Spotlight.